We're beginning Simen Chav Zayin, which is the halachas of Ksivas HaMezuzah, Uboi Ches Se'ifim. Says the Keses HaSoifer and Se'if Aleph. Ketzad Koisvin Es HaMezuzah. How does one write a mezuzah? Koisvin Shtei Parashiyah Shema V'Hayim Shemaya. You write two Parashiyah Shema V'Hayim Shemaya Al Daf Echad in one column, B'Yiriyah Achas on one piece of cloth. U'meinichin La Revach Milamala, and you leave a margin at the top, k'may chetzi tzipayrin, the share of a half a fingernail, b'chein milamata, k'chetzi tzipayrin. And on bottom, you have a half a fingernail of space as well for a margin. U'bitchilosa, and on the right side, yishayr, you should leave a space, k'day logol oisa acher shetichrach, to wrap around the mezuzah. There should be a margin to wrap around the mezuzah once the mezuzah is rolled. U'b'sayfa, and on the left side, ein tzrichin laniach klal, you don't need to leave any space. You just need the basic din that there should be enough claf that the oisius will not be touching the end of the claf. Says the Lishka Sifkat Aleph, k'day logol oisa. V'noyagin, the minigir sheminichin revach kazeh, you leave the amount of margin, shem hayu goyle oisa behiduk, that if it would be wrapped very tightly, heitev, k'day logol oisa, there would be enough of a margin, theoretically, to wrap around the mezuzah if it was wrapped very tightly. Aval kisha koiz benoisa, but lamaisa bepoil, when affixing the mezuzah on the doorpost, ein goyle noisa, the minig is not to wrap it so tightly, behiduk, ela berevach, rather to wrap it loosely. Why? Kedei she'agilyon hazeh lo yechaseh es Hashem, so that the margin shouldn't cover up the shakai. Says the Kesis and Sif Beis, tzorech lekosva bedaf echad, the mezuzah should be written in one column, if it's written on two or three columns, ksheira, the mezuzah is still going to be kosher. However, kosva b'shnei oris, if it was written on two pieces of cloth, afal pisha tofran yachad, psula. Even if you sew it together, it's not going to be kosher. Ukvar nizbar b'simin tes, shetzrichin l'kosva kesidron, and we already discussed the fact that the mezuzah has to be written kesidron, every letter in order. Halacha Gimel, Harevach Shebein Parsha Shema, LeParshas Vayim Shemaya, Mitzvah LaAsayse Parsha Stuma. The mitzvah is to make it a Parsha Stuma. VeKevan Shenagu LaHaskel Shita Shvius BeVayim Shemaya. Since the minig is to start the seventh line of the mezuzah with Vayim Shemaya, Ena Yachal LaAsayse Stuma, Aliba DeKulei Alma. It's going to come out that it's going to be impassable to create a Parsha Stuma according to all shitas, as he discussed earlier. Rak l'das HaRambam, you'll only be able to have a shir parasha stuma according to the Rambam. However, says the Lishkin Sifkotin Beis, Ayin le'el simen chav sifkotin hay, where he discussed the proper way to make a parasha stuma according to all the shitas in tefillin, and he said to be noig like the Taz, and to make the parasha al yedei tziruf with a tziruf of oisius ktanais. However, ube mezuzah, kevin de la kuli alma, masa psucha ksheira, since by a mezuzah, it's not ma'akiv as it is in tefillin. Rather, even if there's a psucha, the mezuzah is going to be kosher. Therefore, nearly the insrich and ladaktik, shiyu dafka poches mites yudin. You don't have to have a tziruf of dafka less than 9 yudin bekol tzad. Elagam, kishiyu poches mikishir gimel pamasher, nami shaper dami. If one has a tziruf of tisha oisius gedoilis as opposed to tisha oisius ketanais, it's still going to be kosher. Says the Kesis in Sif Dalet, tzricha ibud lishma, a mezuzah needs ibud lishma. V'das reif ha-poiskim, and most opinions hold, dim kosva ba'or she'enim ubud lishma, afilu dievet psula. Most poiskim hold that if the mezuzah is on a piece of parchment which was not ma'ubud lishma, the mezuzah is posel. Umihu b'shas ha-tchak, if you're in a situation where that's the only mezuzah that you have, and if you wait for a mezuzah that was ma'ubid l'shma, you're not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. In such an instance, yichtiven al or she'ene ma'ubid l'shma, so write the mezuzah on or which was not ma'ubid l'shma, v'yikvena b'loy bracha, and when you put up the mezuzah, you just don't make a bracha, v'yishtadu l'imsayachas k'shera, and try and find a different one which is kosher according to all opinions. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Gimel, Ken Kosova Taz Vashach, to put it up without a bracha. V'hinei v'beis Yosef le'motza chavel Rambam zal, v'hach milsa de mezuzah ein tzarech ibud lishma. The Beis Yosef brings the Rambam that he holds that a mezuzah does not need Ibud Lashma, and he says that he couldn't find anyone who holds like the Rambam. The Kosav Kimi Divrei Hanimuka Yosef Nira Shigama Rif Saver the mezuzah Beinon the Ibud Lashma. And he says that from the Nimuka Yosef it appears that the Rif also holds that you do need Ibud Lashma, not like the Rambam. Behainu, Kiel Masha Kosav Arif Behilchas Mezuzah. Tanya halacha l'maishim misinai tefillin ala klaf u'mezuzah ala dechsustas v'chulei. The Rif brings down that mezuzah. The Rif brings in Hilchas mezuzah that there's a halacha l'maishim misinai that tefillin are written on klaf and mezuzah on dechsustas u'mefarshi rabbanon ani mili b'me'ubed. That's talking when it was me'ubed. Ad kan l'shaynai. So kosef sham b'nimuka Yosef, he brings on that Rif. The Hainu, what does it mean? B'me'ubud, it means me'ubadun l'shmon. V'tmihani, I don't know where the Nimuka Yosef got this from. Shelo yeviu mashakosav Ramban b'milchemes perakama desuka. And I'm the spoil on the Nimuka Yosef. I'm sorry, not that he doesn't know where he got it from, but rather why he doesn't bring the shita of the Ramban, the das harifi, the dafka sefer Torah b'yibud l'shmo. V'loy tefillin mezuzas. The milchemes says that even according to the Rif, by mezuzah, one would not need Ibud Lashma, or Be'emesh Shekein Mayer Lashon HaRif, and it's Taka Mashma like that in the Rif. The E, Kedas Hanimuka Yosef, Pshita, the Rif, Loi Hoya Mekamitz Tevis Lashman. If the Rif held like the Nimuka Yosef, so then he would add in the word Lashma, and he didn't bring the word Lashma. So, like, why does the Nimuka Yosef say that you need Ibud Lashma? If I and Shamim Lachemesh Hikshem Yas Nisan, the Ein Bein Svarim L'Tvilin U'Mezuzis V'Tiritz Yafa. Have a look over there in the Milchames on his Kasha and his Teretz. V'chein Hidas Rashi B'Menachas Taf Mem Beis Amad Beis, where he also says that you don't need Ibud Lashma. Shekosav Svarim U'Mezuzis Yesh Lahen B'dika. V'nikchen Mikol Adam, they could be taken from anybody. D'leka B'hen Ibud Lashma, because you don't need Ibud Lashma. Because V'Sham B'Taisis, the B'Shar Svarim Ayri V'Loi B'Sefer Torah. He's talking about other Svarim from Tanakh, but not a Sefer Torah. Because V'Oi D'Gama Rambam Lomad L'Milsei Mehosam. And he says the Rambam also got his idea that one does not need Ibud Lashma from there. So here already you have a few shitas that hold that you don't need Ibud Lashma. V'Tzarech Leimar D'Svir Lei D'Le'inyin K'siva Mikol shekein haskaras de l'kuli alma bay l'shma lek ala meichash. Mishum de kuli alma yadi de bein in l'shma. You could take it from anybody, because since everybody knows that those things need l'shma, you don't have to be chayshish that somebody was not mechavin l'shma for the ksiva and the shemus. Says the keses in simen hay, in sif hay, nagu la'asaysa chof be'eshit, and the minig is to make a mezuzah 22 lines. Al ha'aretz yichtoiv b'roish ha'shita ha'achreina. Al ha'aretz is at the beginning of the last line. V'lo yichtoiv b'yoyser. And the rest of the line is left blank. Says the Lishkan Sifkat and Dalet. There are 22 lines. V'haschalosan, the first words on each line are Shema Hashem ha'devarim levonecha uv'shach b'cha bein v'hoya mitzave b'kol yoyre esev pen v'hishtach avisem Hashemayim v'avadetem v'samtem oisam oisam baderech uvisharecha asher and al ha'aretz. Says the keses in simen in sif zayin mi bifnim os. I'm sorry, in sif of koisif kol shitoseh shavis. All the lines should end evenly. Shloitei achas erucha mishchaverta. That one is not longer than another. V'imherech b'shita achas yosem mi ba'osah shelafaneh. If one line stretched out further than the previous line, and the third one is more inward than the first one, it's still going to be kosher. As long as it's not made in the shape of a kuba. What's a kuba? Pirish oil, a tent. Shehu tsar lamala, which is thin on top, virochav lamata, and it's wide on bottom kaze, that it's progressively outward. Oy kizanov rochav milamala v'kotzer milamata, or like a tail which is wide at the top and narrow at the bottom. Kazet meaning progressively inward. Oy ki eagle, or like an eagle. V'afilu amasa rak mitzad echad kekuba oy kizanov, and even if on only one side it's kekuba oy kizanov, it's going to be pasul. Ki eagle means that it goes outward and then back inward. says the Keses in Sif Zayin Mibifnim, also Lahoisif Bama'uma. On the inside of the mezuzah, meaning the face of the mezuzah, one is not allowed to add anything to the mezuzah. Avol Mibachutz, but on the outside of the mezuzah, Kaisven Hashem Shakai Keneged HaRevach Shebein HaParashis. One adds the word Shakai in the Revach between the Parashis. Ubekana Shemesimin Oisa Boi Oisin Sham Nekev. And in the tube that one places the mezuzah into, you make a hole Neged Hashem, opposite the Shakai, Shia Nir Mibachutz, so that you can see the Shakai outside. Oid Naegin Lichtai Mibachutz Keneged Hashem. The first line of the mezuzah, you have the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echot. So you have Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem. So opposite the words Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem, one writes the words Chav Vav Zayin Vav, and then Beis Mem Vav Chav Samach Zayin, and then Chav Vav Zayin Vav. Why those letters? Shehein Ha'isius Asmuchais Lohen Ba'alpha Beisikus Yudke Vavke is Chav Vav Zayin Vav. Those are the letters that follow Yudke Vavke. And then Beis Mem Vav Chaf Samach Zayin are the letters that follow Elokeinu, the Aleph and the Lamed, and the Hey and the Nun and the Vav. Yafeich Eile Ha'osis Miksivas HaMezuzah. They're written upside down. Kedei Sheyagia Kol Ois Neged Ha'os Shehi Mischalef Boi. And they are directly behind the letter that they are representing. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Hey Also La'osif Bo Me'uma. Lashon Rambam, this is the Lashon of the Rambam. He says as follows: Aval elu shekoisin mibifnim, those that write on the face of the mezuzah, Shemes Hamalachim, Hashemes Kedoshim, Hay Pasuk, Hay Chaysamos, or Psukim, or different types of Chaysamos is signs. Sheelu hatipshim loydai lohem shebitlu hamitzvah. These shaitim, not only are they mevatel the mitzvah, they're taking this great mitzvah as though it's some sort of a kameya, like their foolish hearts desire. The Kesef Mishnah brings the kasha of the Ramach. The Mimsechtis Avaidis Kechavim, Mimsechtis Avaidizara Mashma, Mehoda Amar Unklus Lagunda de Raimoi, where it says that Unklus said to the Roman general, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisa Mezuzah, Lishmar Yisrael Mibachutz. So you see that the Mezuzah is Veshmira, Vahuzal Hiksha Oid, Mehoda Isa Bimenachas, Taflamad Gimelamad Beis, Amar Rava Mitzvah Lanicha Betefach Hasamach Lashusar Abim. It says in the Gemara that one needs to place the Mezuzah in the tefach closest to the Rishus HaRabim, my taima, so Reb Chanina Misura says, the reason is, Oymer ki hechi de tintere, which Rashi explains means, de tintere l'kola bayis min ha-mezikin, it should protect the whole house. So you see from these two makairis that the mezuzah is for protection. The tirits, and he gives an answer, v'zeh l'shoyne, de'ena chanami, sh'ha-mezuzah she'meres es ha-bayis. Avada, the mezuzah is a shmira for the house, k'shi k'suva k'tikuna, the mezuzah is the protection, not the malachim. And when one makes the mezuzah, he's not doing it in order to protect the house. He's doing it just to be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. And when you do something to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, so memela the mezuzah automatically is shomer the bayis. But that's not why you're making the mezuzah. Says the Keses in Sif Ches, mezuzahs hayochid nivdeke shtei pa'omim b'sheva shonim. V'shel rabim, she'ein la'atriach aleihem nivdeke shtei pa'omim b'yoivel. A mezuzah is written, a mezuzah of a yochid, meaning an individual, is checked twice in 7 years. And shel rabim, a mezuzah of the tzibur, is written, only needs to be checked twice in 50 years. And the reason is because we don't want to be matriach, the rabbim, to check the mezuzah more often. Ayin Rosh Soif Hilchas Tfilin, where over there the Rosh explains the difference between tfilin and mezuzahs regarding the frequency that they need to be checked. Says the Keses in Sif, it says the Lishkin Sifkot and Vav, which we skipped in the last Sif. Ois and Sham Nekev, Yizarim Wa'id Lasis Teicha Nekev, Chatichas Chuchis, Shelo Yovei Chas V'Shalom, Alidei Mishmash Hayad, L'Nashika, Lidei Iser, Mechikas Hashem. When making the hole in the tube by the shakai, one should make sure to put a piece of glass in there to protect the shakai, that it shouldn't get erased every time one kisses the mezuzah. Kasher nira v'nigla v'harbe mezuzah she'ashem nimchak machmas mishmish hayadayim, because we see l'maisa that very often the shakai does get erased kasher sham schuchis, when there's nothing protecting it. Obetshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger simen nun ches re'isi she'kosav the oser liga b'mezuzah orum. I saw that he says that you're not allowed to touch the mezuzah. The ha havei b'chlal kisvei hakodesh ayin sham. We're over there. The Keses discusses the entire subject of touching Kisvei HaKodesh and when it's going to be mutter and when it's going to be aser, and he has a limud schus. But at the end, he says that nevertheless, by mezuzah avada, one shouldn't touch it because of this reason of potentially erasing the Shem HaShem.